World Sport from the BBC with Joe Parsons. Coming up, records are broken in the Premier League on transfer deadline day. Chelsea get Torres, Liverpool sign Andy Carroll. Elsewhere, Michael Schumacher looks for podium finishes in 2011.
We expect to have built a car that gives us the ability to go back to the winning road. Can we win and drive for the championship this year? I think it's optimistic, but let's be optimistic and try.
More from Michael Schumacher to come, but first, on a hectic final day in football's January transfer window, Liverpool and Chelsea have been involved in record moves. On a day when Manchester United's Rio Ferdinand said the UK transfer market had gone crazy, Chelsea signed Fernando Torres from Liverpool and David Luiz from Benfica. Liverpool, meanwhile, bought strikers Andy Carroll and Luis Suarez. Torres, a World Cup and European Championship winner with Spain, has signed a 5.5-year deal for a British transfer record, believed to be in excess of $80 million. Speaking to Chelsea TV, he said he was delighted the drawn-out transfer had finally gone through.
I'm really happy and I'm sure I'm doing one big step forward in my career, joining a club like Chelsea. It's the kind of teams I like to play against because that motivates me, but exactly the kind of team I want to play for, because, you know, it's always very tough to play against Chelsea. It's one of the biggest team in Europe, always fighting for everything, and this is the target for every footballer, try to play in one of the top level clubs in the world, and I can do it now, so I have to be very, very happy as I am.
Well, Chelsea have also signed Benfica's Brazilian defender David Luiz for a fee of $34 million. The Chelsea midfielder Nemanja Matic will move to Benfica as part of the deal. The champions will be looking to their new signings to kickstart their season, having slipped down to fourth in the Premier League table. And the Tottenham manager Harry Redknapp says they prove how much Chelsea still craves success this season.
They've sent out a real statement today. They've bought two quality, fantastic, top-class players in. You know, if Torres gets back to what he was, you know, this year he's been a massive disappointment for Liverpool. Let's be honest, he's looked like his head's been somewhere else. But he is a top, top player. And the boy from Benfica, the centre-half as well, he's different class. And they're two big signings. And I still, even though they're 10 points adrift, I wouldn't write Chelsea off. I still think they'll be pushing Man United all the way at the end of the season.
There was another record move when Liverpool signed Andy Carroll for $56 million. That makes the striker the most expensive ever British player. He signed a 5.5-year contract and will link up with the Uruguayan Luis Suarez, signed from the Dutch side Ajax. The former Ajax midfielder and now youth team coach Arnold Muren says Suarez is a good purchase, but the player could take a while to settle in at Anfield.
He's a very good individual player, and he's a proven goal scorer because he scored 34 goals last season in Holland. I'm not so sure if he's going to score that amount of goals in England, especially for Liverpool, because they don't play very well this year, Liverpool. It will take some time for Suarez to settle in, I think. It's very unlucky that Torres has gone to Chelsea, I believe. And it's going to be easier to play in a team who's playing very well, but Liverpool is a little bit struggling this year. So it's going to be very difficult for him to settle into the team. And of course, England is not Holland. I mean, you can score easily goals in Holland, but it's not the same in England, of course.
Well, although they didn't manage to persuade Blackpool to sell the midfielder Charlie Adam, the BBC senior football reporter Ian Dennis says the signing of Suarez and Carroll highlights the ambitions of Liverpool.
Well, I think the Liverpool supporters were naturally disappointed at the impending departure of Fernando Torres last week. But the signing of Suarez, who we saw at the World Cup, was a terrific player. And then to get Andy Carroll, and yes, it's a lot of money, £35 million. But he is a player of real talent. And I think that strike force of Carroll and Suarez could really propel Liverpool to where they want to be. And I think it is a statement intent. I think you're right. But I think Andy Carroll is somebody who has really blossomed in the Premier League this season. Obviously, he's an aerial threat, but he's got a very good left foot. For a tall man, he's got good close control, deceptively quick as well. And I think if he and Suarez can hit it off, and of course they still have a little bit more money to spend as well, I think Liverpool, maybe not next season, but the season after, could be looking to get back and challenge again in the English Premier League.
In the pick of the other deals involving Premier League clubs, Birmingham have confirmed the signing of the Nigerian striker Obafemi Martins on a six-month loan from Rubin Kazan. Aston Villa have taken the American international Michael Bradley on loan from Borussia Mönchengladbach. Blackburn have signed the Argentine midfielder Mauro Formica on a three-year deal, as well as Barcelona's Ruben Rochina for an undisclosed fee. The Senegalese striker El Hadji Diouf has been in Scotland, completing a loan move to Rangers. And Blackpool have signed the Republic of Ireland midfielder Andy Reid from Sunderland for an undisclosed fee, and they've also landed James Beattie on loan from Glasgow Rangers. So, a busy deadline day, but one man who doesn't enjoy this time of year is the chief executive of the English League Managers Association, Richard Bevan.
I think the feedback from the FA, the Premier League, the Football League, the LMA and the PFA, the key stakeholders in the game, would all like to see it scrapped. I'm sure it generates quite good television at this time of year, but in reality it is definitely an issue, probably more so in this country, and particularly in the summer, because our leagues start 2 weeks earlier than other leagues around Europe. But I was speaking to somebody in Norway yesterday, and they were saying that probably it doesn't have the same negative impact as it does here.
Away from the Premier League, the Serbian champions Partizan Belgrade have signed the Ghana striker Prince Tago on loan from the German side Hoffenheim. Tago, who helped Ghana reach the 2010 World Cup quarter-finals, has joined Partizan on a six-month loan with the option of making a permanent move at the end of the season. The US international Freddy Adu has been loaned out by Benfica to the Turkish club Rizespor until the end of the season. Monaco have signed the Mali midfielder Mamadou Diarra from Real Madrid, and the European champions Inter Milan have taken the Japan left-back Yuto Nagatomo on loan from Serie A rivals Cesena. In Spain, Racing Santander drew 1-1 with Valencia in the Monday night match. The result ends fourth place Valencia's run of five straight wins, while Racing are now 3 points clear of the relegation zone. The unrest in Egypt has prompted the United States to pull out of their friendly international against Egypt in Cairo on February the 9th. The president of the U.S. Soccer Federation, Sunil Gulati, said they were excited about the opportunity to play in Egypt, but due to the current situation, all parties had agreed it was best to cancel the match. Well, next to motorsport, and the seven times world champion Michael Schumacher believes his Mercedes team can challenge for race wins this season, with another world title a long-term goal. The German failed to register a podium finish in 19 races last year and was outshone by his Mercedes teammate Nico Rosberg. Speaking ahead of the launch of their new car, Schumacher predicts improved fortunes this season.
Naturally, we expect to have built a car that gives us the ability to go back to the winning road. Can we win and drive for the championship this year? I think it's optimistic, but let's be optimistic and try. Nevertheless, I think the car of this year should allow us to at least fight for podiums and victories, and you have to see it in a development process. And at the time we decided for a three-year program to be back to the championship position, so we'll I'll put it this way, we are in the right direction on this road.
The International Cricket Council has confirmed that Bangalore will host India's match against England at next month's World Cup. The venue was put forward by the host nation as an alternative to Eden Gardens in Calcutta when it became clear that wouldn't be ready in time for the match on February the 27th. An IOC inspection team will now visit Calcutta to assess whether three further World Cup matches can be staged at Eden Gardens later in the tournament. In athletics, China's former 110-metres hurdles world record holder Liu Zhang will compete in Europe for the first time in 3 years at next week's indoor meeting in Dusseldorf in Germany. Liu Zhang won the 2004 Olympics in Athens but missed the Beijing Games and the 2009 World Championships in Berlin due to injury. A top story again, on a hectic final day in football's January transfer window, Chelsea have signed Fernando Torres and agreed to deal with Benfica for David Luiz. Liverpool have signed Andy Carroll and Luis Suarez. Stay with us for further updates, but for now, that's the latest world sport from the BBC World Service.